You rule your thoughts, so don't let your thoughts rule you.
This is Sharon Hoskins with a life lesson from Sharon Hart's ministry.
I tell my kids all the time, just because you think it doesn't mean you have to say it or do it. You rule your thoughts, so don't let your thoughts rule you. In giving this command, there's an even deeper lesson for myself as I face the demands of each day. With a to-do list a mile long, I can get overwhelmed. And with easy access to the world around me, information overload can fill my mind. If I don't discipline my thoughts, I can create my own chaos, and distractions will rule my day. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So when I find myself walking in circles and my mind is bouncing from one thought to another, I'm learning to stop. Sometimes I sing a hymn, sometimes I say a prayer, but every time I look to God for guidance in training my brain. Accomplishing goals takes discipline, focus, and determination, but not in my own strength and not by my own power, but by the strength of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. So no more blaming the squirrel that caught my attention to excuse my brain and encourage it to be lazy. It's time to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and train my brain to think differently. And that is my life lesson today. For more life lessons, visit SharonHarts.org.